It's a surgical summer. We're gonna chop the top back. Welcome to episode 3 of the Lit, the Loud, and the Lazy. I am your host. They call me Burger Bones. Yeah, that's the point. Nobody has ever called me Burger Bones, but y'all niggas gonna call me Burger Bones.
No one's gonna call you Burger Bones.
Okay, maybe not y'all niggas. I'm talking about these niggas.
I know exactly who you're talking about. None of them is gonna do it.
All right, go ahead and introduce yourself, Prince.
Okay. Hey, he already introduced me. Your turn.
Y'all just heard from that boy Bush Boy and your boy Fat Moses right now,
man. You just
call
me Fat Boy Bush Boy.
No.
All right, and today is a very special podcast. We have 3 very special guests with us. Everybody go ahead and introduce yourself. Actually, no, I got this. We got the most talented football player in the world. This nigga Colin Jr. Say what's up. All right. We have the lovely and beautiful, talented Jamaica Brown. What's your last name?
Jamaica Smith.
Oh,
wow.
She was here last week. And we have Keenan, Too Skinny, Chapman! All the way from Maryland.
Is that name Chapman? Your last name Chapman?
Yeah, that's my last name.
You're the only one that I'm going to say a last name of.
Yeah. That's the last name that kind of let you know.
Okay.
I'm not used to my whole government name.
You're the one
who said your whole government name. You said your name
Jamaica Brown, yeah.
Even Jamaica, like...
Jamaica.
You could have just stuck Tamika.
All right, so how's everybody doing today?
Fuck you.
How's everybody on this side of the room feeling today?
Cool, man. I'm chilling.
Okay, cool.
We all chilling.
Cool. All right, so let's start it off like every podcast. How was y'all weekend?
I worked at a strip club again, picking up bitches.
Nigga, that's your job. You don't have to introduce it like a new thing.
Yeah, but you know, you asked what I did this weekend.
You're right.
Nah, CJ's weekend was more than...
Oh, yeah. CJ worked at a strip club with his big bro.
Hey.
Bagging bitches.
Hey.
It was a little strip club. She and they get bad. Seen dumb bitches.
That nigga got his ass whooped this weekend.
I'm dead.
Yes, he did. He got his ass whooped.
CJ,
I tried to save him, but the crowd was in the way.
Oh.
No, I was on the other side with the bitches. I'm dead.
He got fired, so it's like...
He got fired after he got his ass whooped?
Nah. The other dude, he definitely not coming back. They got his ass whooped, he not coming back.
Wait, one of your coworkers got their ass whipped.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. So, security... If you're a security guard and you get your ass whipped, you get fired?
Yeah, nigga, the
fuck? Oh, no.
Yeah. It makes sense, right?
It does,
but damn, nigga. That's the criteria to get fired?
Yeah. Why you get your ass whipped?
Yeah. This nigga told us last week he slapped bitches' asses. That's not harassment, bro?
You know.
That's their job. Yeah,
strip club.
What I'm saying, he's privilege. On the clock.
It's privilege it's moments.
Wow.
When you're cool with people, then you get privileges.
Prince, how was your weekend?
I literally just sat and watched TV. I was playing some GTA, but my Xbox controller broke, so then I couldn't play GTA for a minute.
I'm gonna need you to lie for the podcast.
What you need? What I gotta lie about?
It sound like you were just masturbating this weekend, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
On that note. I took some time off and I went to go visit my mom.
Yeah.
Went up to Northport, Florida for some graduation parties. Got to see some people.
You could say Florida people.
Some people
in Northport.
Yeah, that's true. It don't matter. Y'all could Google it. Y'all going to be sad when y'all Google it.
Still might not find it.
But that's not the point. Anyway, I went up there to go celebrate. I went up there to celebrate some graduations. Got a friend that became a lawyer. And I got another friend that's going off to dental school. So let's clap it up one time.
Why
are you
going to us,
but? Yeah, it don't really matter.
It's cool. When I need a lawyer, they can hit me up.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah, I think she's gonna be an environmental lawyer or something. Like some plants.
So, what the fuck? What?
No, no fun.
Yeah, she's gonna be
useful. She's not gonna be useful.
Especially not for you.
No. Man, when they buy
him, had all people buy him.
Johnny, what are you talking about? What are you talking about outside?
What are you talking about?
at least you're defending plants, not school shooters, you know? The school shooter that happened is what? This weekend, I think? Or the weekend before that?
I'm editing this.
What you mean? He got two lawyers.
Damn. Oh, for real?
Yeah, he got two lawyers.
They white?
Damn. Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
They're Jewish, bro.
That says a lot.
Most likely Jewish, too.
I don't know if Jewish should really do that.
You know, people are lawyers.
I know, but I mean, like, they're more for
winning
their cases.
What you mean? He gonna try win it, and then he gonna be like, "Damn, you the only lawyer."
Yeah, I mean, zero and one. You never know.
And OJ Jewish. Won.
His lawyer was a Jewish.
OJ hello.
OJ's lawyer was
Johnny Crockett.
He had an all black jury though, so they was gonna let him go anyway.
The glove ain't fit.
He ain't taking pills. That's why he ain't taking his pills.
Hey, you know what's funny about that whole OJ trial? That nigga.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. What you about to say?
Hey, when he was doing the race from the cops to the Broncos, my mom was hilarious. Pushing me out the
woods.
On that day, she said she was watching it on the news.
You was born on that day?
That's what made a push.
That's hella fire, bro.
Damn.
Made a push.
Damn, Prince. That's probably your most exciting moment.
OJ, look at your dad.
Nah, not at all.
That was probably one of your most exciting moments.
OJ, look at your daddy, man.
You should tell that story more.
That's a fire story.
It makes a lot of sense. All right. So, wait. I forgot. So, while I was in Northport, this nigga Keenan came through all the way from Maryland to visit. And how was your experience in Northport? How was it being back?
It was lit, man. Seen a lot of people I ain't seen in a long time. Some niggas got fat as hell. I was like, God damn, like what happened? But
yo, fat is an understatement. Niggas ballooned.
But it was lit though, man. We had a lot of good food. It was a lot of good vibes.
I felt like I ate for 24 hours straight, man.
Hell yeah,
it
man.
It was a lot of food. Alright, so let's get started.
Alright. So, in y'all opinion, what's the best, what's y'all favorite social media app? What's the most entertaining to y'all?
Twitter.
Is anybody gonna say? Is anybody not gonna say Twitter?
Okay. Everybody will say,
bro. Tumblr and Pinterest, bro.
Tumblr, nigga. Tumblr. Was this 2011? All right. Well, what you like about Tumblr and Pinterest?
Pinterest, because whenever I'm hungry, I want to find something new to eat. Pinterest is like the shit, and I work with kids, so Pinterest is just the shit.
You sound like a woman.
I am that, but Twitter is shit.
I do women ass, a woman ass job.
Twitter is shit.
But nah, for real though, I got all my tat ideas from Pinterest though, so it's.
I say Pinterest because I'm looking at my baby shower to do that shit, so. Yeah, ideas.
But the best social media app gotta be Twitter.
Are you saying it's the best because it's the funniest?
It's the most entertaining.
I think it's the funniest.
It's the most entertaining. You gotta say it's the most entertaining. You wanna laugh, you go on Twitter, you're gonna find something that's gonna make you laugh.
On Tumblr. Tumblr has everything on Twitter.
Black Twitter is.
It's more.
Yeah, if you following black Twitter, it's funnier black than Twitter. White
I'm
Twitter.
I'm sorry, I can't agree. Man.
You can't agree?
Why you can't agree? I can't agree, man. I don't think Twitter's the best app.
So what's the best?
You learn more for Twitter than you learn in school.
Niggas be helping other niggas out, bro.
Yeah, you can learn a lot on Twitter. I like Twitter. I think it's cool. You can get your news. You can get a lot of stuff.
Well, you don't get more news than Facebook, but...
Facebook, you get everything.
Yeah,
but it's fake news.
I'm not.
Some would be fake.
I'm not with it, man. The best app ever created was YouTube, bro.
Social media?
Is that really a social network,
it
though?
It is. Especially now, you can connect more than ever. Niggas be reaching out to their fans. You can do the little polls on YouTube.
You got fans?
I specifically don't have fans. But you can interact like never before, you know what I'm saying?
It's cool.
I think YouTube is the best.
I don't think people get that far into YouTube.
Niggas get hella far into
Twitter.
I think you get further on Instagram these days, though.
Okay, so That's why Instagram, I'm surprised nobody said Instagram. I'm thinking about the most lit as what I could get lost in. I never really get on Twitter and I'm lost there for hours and hours. I mean, you might be there for like 10 like, minutes. Yeah,
you're not, 15 you're minutes. Not on Black Twitter. You on Black Twitter.
Nah, you'll be after what? Maybe on Twitter topics. For like 20 minutes. I just be like, why am I still on it?
But YouTube, you find one video, leads to another video, leads to another video. You're there for 3 hours.
No, that's facts. Cause not YouTube, you can get everything. You can get laughs. You can get informed.
You get you sports. Can watch
hot, sports. You get bitches movies. Off YouTube.
You get bitches off YouTube too.
What the fuck you
get? Well, nah, if you post on YouTube, you can get bitches.
What you mean they have the motivational speakers? Like, this is why you don't get bitches. Do these three things.
You can follow them niggas on Twitter.
Yeah, but they gonna talk a whole bunch of shit. Like, you don't get bitches because you whack and you dig a little. On YouTube, they be like, yo.
The same motivational speakers be on Twitter.
We got my mom
that way. Don't be that at all.
Nah, but it's not the same content, though. You gotta watch their full YouTube videos.
I'm surprised nobody said Instagram.
Instagram is trash.
Instagram ain't my favorite, but I think that's still the most popping.
It's popping for IG baddies.
What? Yeah, definitely.
That's it. That's it. I don't really.
Nah, it's for everybody though. Entertainers too.
Yeah, I mean people.
If you want to build a brand, Instagram is where it's.
Yeah,
at.
Yeah, it's probably the best.
Especially now they got stories too, so that deletes Snapchat from the consideration.
Nah, Snapchat fucked himself up by just that update.
That update is the only problem with Snapchat, but Snapchat is still the shit. I would rather go on Snapchat. Instagram is just like Facebook without the post. And that's what makes me annoyed about Instagram.
I feel like Instagram is like the most antisocial social network. Yeah, you really don't have to socialize with anybody.
It is.
You just like pictures.
So
you just gotta post pictures.
That's Twitter, everybody interact with each other, man.
Right. Unless you want on Instagram Live or something.
I like Twitter. I'm not gonna lie. I like the group chats. You said what?
Instagram's quality for live.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, especially iPhone folks. Bro. Android folks be terrible.
I feel like that's almost every app.
But Android folks will never get it.
Right, it's because Apple pays them to not let Android be. Apple pays for the higher quality.
But didn't Samsung just paid Apple? Like Mills?
Yeah.
All right, shut up.
No, actually, they haven't paid them.
How does that make your case?
Yeah, I don't understand either.
Y'all niggas be hating more, bro. Y'all just paid us $595 million, you know what I'm saying?
We paid because,
You think they going to pay them payments again?
It's a patent. They use some patent or whatever, and...
Yeah, I think it was interesting. Y'all should look at it first.
No, I read this article like a week ago. They're like,
it was about a patent.
It was about a patent, and they were trying to say that because this is what makes the phone, we're going to try and charge you for this whole phone, for taking our whole phone instead of just that one little patent. But everyone is using that same patent. They just have the patent. So if they pay... if they prove their case, if Apple proves their case, then they're going to pay them like billions. But if Apple don't prove their case, then they're only going to pay for the patent. It's only going to be a couple million. It could be even less because it's just wasting everyone's time. Because they already paid these niggas something. And now they're trying to trying to bring it back up so they can get more out of it.
Might as well. More money. More money, more problems. You know what I'm saying?
But then they'll turn them Apple into a monopoly.
It's cool, whatever.
Most people got iPhones. Like, I don't even talking to girls that don't have an iPhone because it's just
we
weird.
we still doing that. Mm-hmm. We still hating on green messages.
Yeah. I don't even feel comfortable,
even though we got Snapchat. And
you ever got a live message booty pic?
I don't even feel comfortable.
Mika, this is what you be on.
We got a live picture with
you. God damn.
You see everything you were supposed to see? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
my nigga. My nigga. What you. Alright, anyway.
So on that note,
hell yeah.
Alright, man. So. Alright, man. So we moving on, man. We got a couple people in here that's in relationships, so I want to know, man.
Everybody's actually in a relationship.
No, not me, nigga. Wait, I might be. Don't put that out there. Woo! All right, who plays the bigger role in a relationship, the male or the female, or does it depend on the situation?
You know, when I read this question, I didn't know what exactly you meant, so I think you should, like...
All right, so what I meant was, like, okay, sometimes the male play a bigger role because he's more dominant in everything, like financial living, like he probably got his own space, he has his own car, he got more money than that person, so, you know... He kind of leads everything. So if you want to go somewhere, most likely he's paying for it. Or if they want to do something.
Paying for it or is he choosing?
If you want to do something, or if they want to do something, it's on his time because he's the only one with a car. Or vice versa. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. So I did this come from an argument between you two?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
All right,
now
we already know who run this relationship.
Okay. Not your ass. Not your ass. Okay. I provide the food. That's all that matters. You don't gotta give me a ride. No, you taking me to go get food for you.
Yeah. Okay, so with this question,
I do more than that, but okay.
Relax. You don't.
Do you want to state your case?
No, it's okay.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. So if we bring up this question, right? Who does more out of men and women? Should that be a question in a relationship?
Hmm?
Like, if there is an unbalance, is that a healthy relationship?
Yeah, it is. Right. Plenty of relationships got an unbalance.
Who cares who does more, who doesn't?
It should be equal.
Yeah, man. I mean, not every couple's the same. So, I mean, just do what works for you. That's my advice.
I don't know. What's your advice? Who leads more in your relationship?
Nah, I think my relationship is pretty balanced.
It's pretty
That's
balanced.
Why I don't think I would ask that question. Now, if you ask about, like, dates, who does more when it comes to dates?
That's doing more. Who goes out more?
Not
who goes out more. Who decides the dates? Who pays for the date? Who does everything for the dates?
That means you're leading in the relationship.
A unbalance, but nah, she makes up for it in other ways.
I mean, I do believe, I mean, the male should probably play most of the time, but every so often, a female should be like, nah, I got it, babe. Like, I got this.
Yeah, I met a girl that had, like, a four-day rule, so after every 4 days, she paid for the next day.
I mean, I don't know if it got to be that strict, but I mean.
Yeah, nah, I'm not saying it does, but I'm just saying there's some women that think like that.
But that's cool, I guess.
All right, CJ, you the whole of the group, so.
Oh, that's so
cool. And so who are you?
All right, so all the single people, right? All the single people in here.
Are you single?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Hey, fishing question.
All right, so all the single people in here, hypothetically speaking, who do you think, in past relationships or in future relationships, how would you want it played? Do you want the woman to be in charge? Which is okay if you do, you know what I'm saying? If Oprah come wife me up real quick, I'm gonna take them blessings, you feel me? But, or do y'all want it on the vice versa where y'all run everything?
Y'all run shit for me, but... Alright, equal.
Alright, so what if a girl wanted to come and run everything?
Fuck.
Okay, what about the...
You gotta put her in her place.
Baddest bitch you ever met in your life comes into your life and she's completely useless. She don't do nothing for your life.
She finna hit the curb. I don't go.
Then she just getting the pipe. That's it. She's just getting the pipe.
How
is
she getting your life in the first place?
She's just getting the pipe.
The baddest bitch it you've ever seen.
Most baddies don't do shit anyway.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing to me.
So
it's not that premium.
So because she's a baddie?
Yeah, exactly. That don't mean nothing to me.
Like, hold on. Yeah. What is she providing?
So wait.
You gotta bring more to the table.
Flag on the plate. Because she a baddie, do you want her? So you would go out with me if I was ugly as shit?
I'm dead.
That brings an even more important question. Shaq, you think you a baddie? You think you a baddie, bro?
I'm not a baddie, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm an alright guy. You know, I get through the cracks. You know, but damn, if I was ugly as shit, right?
Hey,
would you be with me, like
fat baddie?
Like I'm trying to think, like
the ugly
like,
people get the most love.
You know who's an ugly ass nigga?
Where?
You know who's an ugly ass nigga? Oh, ugly God.
Oh ugly yeah, God. His joint bad as shit though.
His joint is bad, but you know why she's there. But if I look like that nigga, would you be around? You ever show you a picture of that nigga?
I got you right there.
You
think he named himself Ugly God because
just
for
fun?
Yeah. You think he Chris Brown?
on pray.
Yeah, this argument not gonna go your way. just so you know.
She'll be like, I'm
saying, girl be acting like they not vain, bro.
You know, right?
So what's up? You gonna slide in his DM? Oh, no. You gonna reply? you gonna reply?
Yeah, you gonna reply?
You gonna reply if he holler at you?
I'll be his friend.
So see, look plays a role. So you know, it just be a baddie, but most of them.
Yeah, but don't. If I don't care if you bad or not, if you can't bring nothing to the table. It's,
Nah, there was a certain point in my life where you could come to my life if you was bad enough. But now that I've grown up, that's why I'm surprised CJ said he don't care. Good job, bro. Good job, youngin.
She got a Hellcat.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said Oprah cut Scoop.
And she put in the premium in it.
Yeah, I'm down for a sugar mama.
I can
fuck with a sugar
mama. That makes you a hoe.
Nah.
Yeah, that makes you a hoe.
Bro. If all I'm doing for I'm giving a good dick.
That's a hoe.
Buying her food.
That's a
hoe. And all I get in return is a car. It's an equal relationship.
You sound like a sugar baby right now.
Yeah.
You sound like a sugar baby.
He's a student athlete, though. I don't blame him.
Hey, you ain't even got to buy food. Moses, she giving you the car.
All she wants is a frappe from McDonald's, and she good.
You gonna drive it?
$3 and you get a Hellcat?
Yeah.
That's hella her running the relationship, though. But yeah.
Because I'm driving that shit.
Yeah, you start running the relationship.
To her.
What she gonna call
it? I'm gonna show the car in her name, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Take that shit.
This one's fine.
That's it. Oh, so we all watched Black Panther and Black Lightning, right?
Yeah. I didn't watch Black Lightning.
You ain't watch Black Lightning?
I never even heard of
it. Mika, you watched a couple episodes with me. CJ, no, you ain't watch it? Damn.
I watched Black Panther, though. It was the shit.
So, all right. But, you know, the question goes to both, right? Do you feel like it was an achievement in the black community or just another black show or movie?
So, are black heroes...
Nah, just the movie itself. Do you feel
the movie and the show?
Like, all right, Black Fountain, whatever his name is, that be with Captain America a lot.
The Falcon.
He was just a black superhero.
This nigga was really, he was really on that War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine 2.
War Machine 2
was just another black superhero.
Yeah.
But now we came out with Black Lightning, Black Panther.
Who actually lead it.
Do we think that was like an actual achievement in the whole superhero universe thing going on? Like, damn, we play a major role now.
Black Panther was, for sure.
Yeah, I think Black Panther was, just because the notoriety it got.
I feel like
that's what I can say. Fuck you.
All right, man. So
he gave me a four finger slap.
All right, so the Pusha T and Drake beef.
It's been
making a lot of headlines.
It was like,
alright, so we already established nobody listened to Pusha T's album. So the first disc was on Pusha T's album.
Yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah, so the first song was on Pusha T's album. And I forgot exactly what he said, but it was mentioning Quentin Miller writing Drake's raps. Alright? And then that's where we get into the songs y'all did hear. So first off, let's grade the bars. Let's grade the bars. All right, so Drake's song. How'd y'all appreciate Drake's song?
That shit was fire, man.
Oh, speaking of, since we got Jamaicans in the room, you want to tell us what a W is?
It's a ghost.
Okay, cool.
It's a ghost, that's it.
Cool.
That's it, ghost.
Cool.
So when he said, all right, now I get it why he called it W Freestyle. But he still got ghost,
so it's Ghost Rider wrote it?
Yeah, and then you can probably say that. You probably not, but you know.
Or he's probably talking about Pusha T career.
That
he
a ghost?
Yeah.
But that too.
Going for Ghost Rider ain't a ghost?
No, because you remember when he was like, I'm gonna send you the invoice? Mm-hmm. Remember when it said...
I didn't listen to either song.
No, because in the song he said, I'm gonna send you the invoice. Then he quote tweeted him on Twitter saying, send the invoice. And
on IG. That's petty
as fuck. On IG, he put a screenshot of the invoice he sent him and said, $500,000 for career revising.
Damn.
Reviving.
Oh, wow.
From Drake?
Yeah.
That's the worst person to ask to revive your career.
I'm not going to lie. Drake low-key went hard on that. on that song.
Nah, that shit was hard. That shit was hard.
It was a aight.
That shit wasn't no back to back.
It was aight. It was vibing.
Now, back to back, you were here in the club all summer.
Yeah, but this was actually like bars.
Yeah, this was like a real diss song, though. This wasn't no radio shit. Like, this was like, he was going straight for the throat.
Nah, but man, Pusha T went for the throat.
Pusha T went for the
Yeah, but thing. Pusha T though, I think the series is tied 1-1 right now.
So how do y'all feel about Pusha T verse?
That shit was horrible.
You know why
everybody... You talking about the response song or the original song?
The nobody heard the original song here, right? Nah. So we're gonna talk about the response song.
The one everybody hyping up is the response song.
How do y'all feel about the response
song? He got his ass on that.
The response nigga
He ain't even hit Drake anywhere shallow. It was all deep blows.
It was all below the belt, man.
It was all deep blows, man.
Low key was snitching.
That's how you win beefs nowadays. You just gotta knock a nigga as deep as possible, yes. Bro.
So how y'all
First of all, did y'all even see the joint that he was talking about that Drake allegedly got pregnant? Like,
I saw
porn star. Yeah, it was a whole butter body, bro. Like, body was dope. Face was like, what the fuck? Like,
wait, you know what's funny though? Everybody went on Pornhub just to look up our videos.
Did they find it?
Yeah, and it was just straight comments. It was just like, hey, Pusha T brought me here. And then I went on like an old white guy, give like a real pervy comment. A nigga will comment his comment and say, chill, this Drake baby mama. For like every pervy comment, somebody said, chill, this Drake baby mama. All
right, so this nigga told us about Drake's son. This nigga ranked the nigga with a disorder. did y'all think he went too far?
When beefs like this, you gotta go too far, cause
nah, it's, he went too far.
Where did he go too far?
After that, you talk about his daddy leaving him.
But everybody knew that.
Though. That's how rap beefs is. Nigga, supposed to be this.
Yeah, but look, Drake did it to Meek Mill.
He said something about his daddy leaving him?
Nah, he ain't saying nothing but dad. He said his girl run a relationship, basically.
No, he just said, is that nigga, your tour your girl tour?
Anybody can see that shit about that.
Yeah. Nigga, Tupac said, I fucked your baby mama. Like, come on.
Yeah, so the,
I most fucked your beefs, wife. That's what he said.
Most beefs is like, bro, you got to go as deep as possible, bro.
Bro, everybody's had questions about this child.
That shit was hilarious.
But what about that blackface that they posted? That shit was crazy.
That's the horror.
I don't know what the fuck. I can't explain that shit.
Why?
Look. So I'm like, let me listen to some new music today, right? I
can't explain it either, man. I ain't know people.
Okay, I know what you mean about that, dude.
Try.
It's funny.
Oh, and he had a Jim Crow outfit on. Like, what the fuck?
No. It's trying to. In the song, he was like, "Oh, you was always contemplating if you was black enough.
Yeah, you was the hair.
You trying to grow full was enough. Yeah.
But
that was just
blackface.
That was on some nuts shit.
Yo, my favorite part about this whole beef is that like Pusha came with the shits. He wasn't, like, Meek wasn't ready. Everybody's never ready, or everybody's too ready, or everybody's boring, or we don't give a fuck. Push made it entertaining. Push showed us that it was a real beef.
So where's beef going to be at two months from now?
Y'all think Drake throwing hands?
No, going to care.
Drake never threw hands.
He ain't going to throw hands.
What?
He going to come back with
He threw hands with Diddy. He just missed.
Nah.
Diddy really
throw
hands?
Yeah, Diddy.
If you miss it,
this nigga got peed on and didn't swing, bro. Like,
do we know he ain't swing?
I mean, I feel like if he did, it would have been known. But I mean, shit.
Pusha T got a body.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of days,
he wanted all the smoke, bro.
You know what I'm saying? He copped the body.
He took his time.
He got it.
It's good for him though. He needs this attention. Like, I feel like when Meek was beefing with him, he didn't need the publicity as much as Pusha T does now.
I think the craziest thing is that
he did. It wasn't just as strong. Because
it was just whack. Like, his comeback was whack.
His comeback
was
whack.
Why he was mad was
that shit was funny though.
Yeah, it wasn't whack.
Threw away some of his supporters, but then the comeback, and then Drake was just throwing shit out there. He wasn't even trying.
Nah, the Meek and Drake beef like helped both sides. I feel like niggas still listen to me.
That's what I'm saying.
And they start.
That's what Meek was on Twitter was saying. Y'all say I took an L, but I just made $2 million.
Nah, this beef. Man, I'm still not listening to Pusha T album.
Hey, imagine how Pusha T fits.
I used to be at one point.
I'm a Clips fan. Pusha T is a solo artist.
I'm
like,
a Pusha T fan. I can't say I'm a Clips fan.
I like Clips.
I think I only listen to one album, but I'm a Pusha T.
That was a classic album, though.
Yeah, I only listen to one album.
This guy who saved Offset from his accident, bought him a new car.
Oh yeah, that shit was nice.
It's an Altima.
Okay, so
yeah, but the nigga was walking though; he can't afford
insurance.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If
if he bought him a BMW, he wouldn't be able to keep that shit.
Hey, you ever done something nice for somebody? What did you get them? Or what did they get you? Shit, right? My nigga came with an Altima, everybody raped him.
That's a lot of maintenance.
My nigga gave him a whole car, bro.
I
don't think it's new though.
It's still he gave him a whole car.
I'll take that shit.
He saw a man walk it and he gave him a whole car.
Literally a bitch cars.
I think it was the same thing when Kendrick gave his sister a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everybody was raping him for it. Yeah. I didn't
she wanted a Corolla. Girls she love dumbass cars.
Boy, you drive a Sonata.
Not by choice. you drive
a Sonata.
All right, but you know, remember Drake? Remember Drake gave away? What Drake gave away?
That was a choice. That was a hell of a choice.
Yeah, in the God's Plan video, what he gave away? What car he gave away?
I forgot the car.
It was an Acura, ain't it?
No, it was a Lexus. Hyundai.
It was a Hyundai.
It was print shit.
It was a truck.
It was a Hyundai truck.
Yeah,
that was the only car he gave away.
I thought he was a Lexus.
No, he gave away SUV, nigga. That was a Hyundai, nigga.
That's an SUV, though.
Yeah,
a truck.
Yeah, a truck is an SUV.
Just like an SUV is a Jeep.
It's not a Jeep. A Jeep is a brand. Jeep is a brand.
A truck is a brand.
A truck ain't an SUV.
But a lot of people call SUVs a Jeep, even though it's not technically a Jeep.
I always heard truck. I never heard somebody say.
Because a lot of Caribbean people say Jeep instead of SUV.
Yeah, nah, I ain't never hear that. A lot of people say.
That's why Keenan on the podcast.
Yeah, nah.
My nigga.
Yeah.
North Ford.
So what side I'm y'all sure on? If y'all have a side, Pusha or Drake?
I'm on Pusha T side.
I'm on neither.
Yeah, are you on Pusha T side because this diss, listen to Pusha T?
Yeah, you're right. I'm on the side because of the diss.
I'm
dead. 100%. I'm not gonna fake it. I'm really on the side because of the diss.
Okay.
Right. Neither.
Neither.
Well, I'm just against Drake.
I'm dead. I'm leaning towards Pusha to side.
I didn't even listen to it, so I can't.
Okay, I think.
Just say Pusha T,
bro. I want to say Pusha T, but I feel like Drake is gonna win it in the end because his fans. I really don't care. I listen to both, so I end up getting music from both of them, so it's all good for me.
Drake's still gonna get paid for this.
That's right. Like, Pusha is too.
But I got one theory though. Like, you notice how Kanye, Pusha, and Drake, they all making big headlines. Like, they all link to Adidas. Like, I feel like it would be hilarious if this all turned out to be like a marketing.
That's the name of his.
That's the name of Adidas.
I think if it is, it'd be great. I'm just hot that I didn't get in this Adidas stock before it happened, but.
All right, next topic. Y'all watch the championship game this weekend? Both sides. You know, the finals coming up, but did y'all watch the conference games this weekend?
Yeah, we watched the conference.
Yeah, most definitely.
Do y'all feel like the Cavs rigged that guy? I feel like both of them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're a LeBron fan.
Oh, my God.
You're a LeBron fan.
We got a LeBron fan in the building. You know how this is going to go.
They're going to get swept on four.
Doesn't matter. You still finna get MVP.
Do y'all think the NBA is rigged?
I feel like the NBA rigged. Like, I wanted...
There's mad game sevens every year, bro.
Yeah, but I honestly wanted a difference. You see, I'm tired of seeing Cavs and Warriors, and, you know, we take it to the crib. But, you know, I just wanted Houston and Celtics. I feel like would have been a good game seven. I would have felt like it would have been in seven
but
games.
But if we got Houston and Boston, do you think we would have had a real champion?
Yeah. Because Celtics is really the underdogs.
Yeah, but Celtics not better than the Cavs.
Celtics is really the underdogs. And like they're not better than the Cavs, but the fact they kept up without their star player.
I was impressed.
Without their star player.
I was impressed.
Y'all gotta remember, the star player wasn't even there.
I was impressed. And they got a whole center on their team that don't do shit but get dunked on.
Talking about Baron Banks.
He don't do shit but get dunked on.
So you see what Joel Embiid said?
It was impressive.
He said, "You in the league, just get dunked on."
It was. I hate it had to be you, but it's true.
But do y'all really felt like the Cavs was the true winners of the Eastern Conference?
Of course.
They got LeBron, bro. That's
what it matters. I think LeBron is the true winner of the Eastern Conference.
That's it.
LeBron took this garbage of a team.
This is your team.
The team is trash.
Come on.
Whoa. So Cleveland now trash?
Trash now and then. Both now and then. They was trash.
When is then?
When he had Wade, they was trash, and he revamped the team, and he had like what one good game, and then went back trash, and then
once Kyrie
won a couple
left,
games,
they became trash pretty much.
Still trash. Give he's not gonna do it. But give LeBron credit where it's due.
I mean, without LeBron, they not.
They wouldn't be there.
They're a lottery team.
They wouldn't be in the playoffs.
You're right. But do y'all feel like
if LeBron would
one
never...
player just bringing the team on his back is going to win a championship?
Of course not.
Against the Warriors.
Not against the Warriors.
So why waste our time? Let's let it be the Rockets or the Celtics.
Hold on. Say the Warriors still won, Cleveland lost, and Celtics went, they would have got swept. What difference would it would make?
I would have still been mad because Houston wasn't there. And I'm a Warriors fan. I just want to see a good championship game. I don't want to see.
Make you sound like a fan of
the Warriors. They won it all the time.
The Western Conference Finals is basically the NBA Finals, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just like the NFC.
But if the Rockets won, it would have been a good game.
I wanted Houston to win.
I don't know. I think they would have got Cleveland out the way too. Probably in like five.
Bro, that's why
I low-key
think that. Bro, that's one thing. This is Rick. How Chris Paul get hurt Game 6?
And I wanted Chris Paul.
Bro, the Warriors. I ain't gonna lie, bro. They got the luckiest injury. Like
that's what I'm saying. Chris Paul gets hurt at the most convenient time. He got hurt last year when they were up 3-1.
Did it really matter?
Hold on.
James Harden was playing
They even said
James Harden could have got hurt and they would have had a better chance of winning.
No, hold on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Because Chris Paul like playmaker.
You seen them threes though, he was making?
Everybody was
he
missing.
He was making most of the shots.
They made crazy most of the shots.
He
was shooting over David West, Clay, Curry, all of them in their face, mouth, deep.
So, in all words, y'all go watch the championship game?
Yeah, of course.
I'm watching.
Even though y'all know who's going to win.
Yeah.
I just want to see LeBron get his fifth.
I might not watch it as actively.
Even
watch
him get his fifth MVP in Call of Duty.
Might not watch it as actively.
Even though I know they not. They can't give it to James Harden.
They shouldn't. James Harden shouldn't touch an MVP trophy.
I think he deserved it, though. Because it's a regular season award.
Nah, bro.
If you're going to wait till after the playoffs. I'm sorry.
You gotta count
it. But they don't count it, though.
If you're gonna wait, you might as well.
If you're gonna wait,
look at the finalists who they gave it to. James Harden, AD, LeBron.
I ain't gonna lie, this year was the best.
That's a good three though. They were the best three players this year. Ben Simmons shit in the playoffs too.
My nigga ain't hit a jump shot all year. You gonna give him MVP?
You're right, but he brought the team up.
Really, he got
He brought the team up. My nigga, rookie there, well deserved.
My nigga ain't hit a jump shot all year.
Yeah, he going out.
Hey, he gonna get the MVP for bitches though.
Fuck yeah, man. This nigga had Tinashe.
Five All-Stars.
And now he got a Kardashian.
This nigga had five.
Now he got a Kardashian.
His career might go.
He broke up with Tinashe.
It might not.
You know what's the funny
part? Kendall's the good one, though. So he
Look. This part was hilarious.
You see Ben Simmons in the hotel room on some crack. Like, Lamar,
I don't think he on that. Relax.
That Kardashian curse,
though. Lamar said Chloe smelled like earring bags. That's a special breed. That's a special breed.
Golly, you said... Bro, you said in a hotel on crack, bro.
That's
some
Lamar
Odom shit like that.
That's the point.
Yuppie's got to smell like earring bags to end up like that.
That's a Kardashian curse, boy.
So what happened to Tristan Thompson?
That nigga got benched.
They talking about your sister. You better guess.
Oh, what?
That nigga got... Look at Chris Humphries. Benched. Look at Lamar Odom.
Was
hotel room.
Anyways?
Because Upbeat was good for us before Kim.
Yes.
For literally a season.
Before Kim, then he got Kim. He got Kim.
It was pew. Pew.
Kardashian curse.
They need to burn all the Kardashians off the world. You know what I'm saying? Because they're bad to the black community. Look what Kanye West doing.
I think the black community should stay away from them.
Yeah.
I feel like Kanye would have done this regardless.
Yeah, Kanye on some shit, bro.
Nah, it's some Kardashians.
I think the Kardashians make it worse, but I think Kanye just being Kanye.
I think it's Kanye being Kanye, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kanye we talking about. He always been an eccentric character.
Was he with Kim with that album with all the rock music?
What
talking about Yeezus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he was. Okay, then. Yeah, might be them.
Yeah, I think Kim came around like after Watch the Throne or some shit.
Yeah, around that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's gonna pay like $2 million a year for being faithful.
That's crazy.
$2 million,
yeah. Yeah, he said that.
She must have gotten that.
I remember that.
I don't know if Fry's worth $2 million.
I don't know, bro. You gotta pay a bitch to be faithful.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That sounds like a job. That sounds like an occupation.
Did he actually pay her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or did he just say, I'm going to spend this much on you in the year as long as you faithful? Because then that's just a nigga being a nigga.
She got a $2 million job tax-free.
Okay, we getting off topic.
Yeah.
So
I feel like this is on topic.
For the championship, who y'all got?
Warriors, duh. Game 4.
Huh?
Who you got? Championship. NBA.
I already know who's going to win.
Who
you got?
Warriors are going to win.
Game 4. Games?
You got...
Game 4. Okay. Oh,
Lord.
Yeah. I don't watch sports. So
okay. You can still say
Warriors in 4.
Y'all really think Warriors in 4?
Yeah. I said,
y'all think LeBron will win a game?
I said, LeBron. He said,
did you know what it took for them to win one game last year? They had to make like 10 100 threes just to win a game.
How many games they lost to the Pacers in the playoffs?
Y'all...
And how many players they have?
Hold on.
What's y'all favorite song of the week?
Boy, I already know.
Say it,
so
baby.
When I was supposed to be listening to this song, I was like, I hopped back on my mixtape. I saw this stupid shit again. I was like, nah. And I'm like, oh shit, Currency got a mixtape out.
Currency,
yeah, nigga. Right, you don't like Currency? Yeah.
Bro, this is your opinion, bro. Keep going, bro.
Alright, so yeah. So this nigga, I was listening to that shit. You know, he was vibing and everything. This nigga said on his song, Scarab 38.
He was That's like, the name of the song?
Yeah, it's called Scarab 38. So it's with Action Bronson. This nigga, Currency, I don't remember what the fucking line was, but still. Wow. He made a Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah, this man.
So make that shit lit.
I'm gonna have to say Lil Baby Freestyle. That shit been bumping. I'm not even gonna lie.
Kevin Gates, Changing Lanes.
Yeah, that's what looking
hard. Nah, you heard what he said. Oh god, I'm a fucking Kardashian.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, Kevin Gates got fat, but it's working for
him. Nah, he got big as hell.
That's
what jail do to you.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Them brick sandwiches.
That's what
jail
hella do
to you.
How you know? You been in jail?
She visited. She was about that signing in life. You smuggling shit?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Kena? What the shit's called?
Yeah, that whole Lil Baby album is fire.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been listening to Pusha T album.
So pick a song, bro.
If you know, you know. That's all.
Say the name, my nigga.
If you know, you know. That's how the chorus goes.
Oh, alright. That's the name of the song,
That's the name of the song.
Alright, if you know, you know.
Alright. If you know, you know. That's the song I've been listening to all week. And on the way to our strip club tonight, I'm gonna play that shit.
Nah.
So if you're in the
it's
car,
not
me,
a strip club. But
okay, my bad. The lounge. The lounge. Whatever. As long as they got ice cream, we cool.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
What?
You got ice cream?
I don't think we got ice cream.
Tootsie's got ice cream.
Do Tootsies really got ice cream?
Mm-hmm, like a motherfucker. Deep fried too.
Alright.
That's funny. What's it called? This nigga Rick Ross be saying the dumbest shit on his songs. Like, mm-hmm. I really started listening to his music.
Still on the podcast.
I know.
Introduce the topic.
This is the topic. We talked about music. I just remember this because we was. Because you said, if you know, you know. This nigga said. And I wrote it down so I remember this.
I'm dead.
He said, I'm so spoiled. When my car needs an oil change, I buy a new one.
Hey, yo, 2 Chainz does some dumb shit like that too. Like, I'm so rich when my car stop, I buy a new one.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie. I got 2 favorite songs this week though. Huh? I got 2 favorite songs this week. Actually,
what's that
Rick Ross Finals, the first one, not the part two, the first one.
Finals?
Yeah, Finals. Well, Meek Mill and Gunplay.
I know that's talking about. That's an old song, right?
Yeah, it's an old song. That shit hard as fuck.
That shit was fire. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I know everybody been on social media, except I don't know. I'll kind of be iffy with it, but what's your favorite tweet? Like, ever had a favorite tweet this week? Or favorite anything? Any posts?
I don't know. Those unpopular opinion posts.
Some shit be funny. But not, facts. But
I seen
facts.
One that was true. Facts, you seen the athlete edition?
Yeah, I seen that joint. Yeah.
The funniest one, my favorite one this week was the one where they talked about the Little Caesars employee getting attacked by the clown.
Oh yeah.
And then he shot the clown, and then somebody quote tweeted and said, Little Caesars worker said them Glocks high and ready too. That shit was hilarious. I'm not even gonna lie.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Android camera niggas. What is that?
Android niggas when they smoke for the first time, so they post it on the Snap to flex.
Oh, and it's a whole Grand Theft Auto San Andreas picture.
I'm
sitting here like, hey, I ain't gonna lie, this is exactly what I should look like on iPhones.
At least you know, nigga, stop posting pics. At least you knew, bro. At least you're honest about it.
Mika, you got anything? Mm-hmm. You send me tweets like every fucking hour, so you know, you have something.
I'm dead.
That's all I use Twitter for, though. Just chats. Now, I saw a tweet that was asking, it was a girl saying, why do girls always ask for money for pussy? Like, if there was no money, what would y'all want in exchange for pussy? Like, giving a nigga pussy, what would y'all want if there was no money?
That's a good ass question.
That is.
What would y'all ask for? I think that was my favorite tweet.
That was a good ass question.
I'm gonna tweet this shit.
That was a good ass question.
And somebody tweet.
You fucking right. People do it all day on Twitter.
And clout chase.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Clout chase. Still their own shit.
I think that's going to be a topic for a future episode. But Miki, if you want to...
If money wasn't important,
she wouldn't be here with me. So, you know, it's cool. Oh. God be broke as fuck sometimes. It's cool. It's cool.
That's safe.
I don't know. I don't ask for money, so...
Yeah, that's good. That shit top next topic. What was the last shit? Life tips. Y'all get life tips?
I ain't got no life tips right now.
No, I was thinking of one and then I kind of forgot it.
I ain't got no life tips.
What's your life tip?
Oh, you know, always invest in yourself. That's a great life tip.
I think that's a good
life tip. If you want to do something, just invest in yourself.
That's a good life tip.
Yeah, believe in yourself, man.
Yeah. My life tip is ask and you shall receive. You know what I'm saying? You never know who can help you, so always make sure to ask a nigga.
Mm-hmm. And networking is key. That too.
That is true. Yo, so I went to this graduation earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know I work with kids with disabilities. Mm. There was a guy that just graduated law school, and he had Asperger's.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of lit.
He just graduated, like, last month. Has Asperger's. Wait. And he spoke to the kids.
Ain't Asperger's like
autism?
Autism?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's autism in adults.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's high functioning autism.
Yeah, so
they don't
like,
classify it anymore. But he's older, so.
But he like, can't. He can't like.
He it, can't do a lot of. He said he went to vocational. He went to his vocational center, who helps kids with disabilities get or individuals with disabilities mm-hmm. get jobs. They told him a million times, you can't be a lawyer. You can't even really get a high school certificate. You can't really go to college. You can't do all of this. Well, his parents believed in it. That's what his whole speech was about. So he called this little thing. He was like, he calls like fun facts his golden nuggets. He was like, my 5 golden nuggets, and number 5 was never let anybody tell you you can't do it, because my vocational coach always told me I couldn't be a lawyer. And last week I brought him my passing score.
Sick.
Bitch. Yeah, he ain't say it like that to the kids, but I just
said yeah, he ain't say it like that to the kids, but it's still inspirational. So that's my little golden nugget for y'all.
Really golden nugget.
That's what he
said. Some McDonald's nuggets.
All right. My tip for life is bro. Just do that shit. If someone stops you, they stop you. If they don't, you got away with it.
That's basically my tip.
No, fuck your tip. That's not. Yeah,
like tip. Like tip, like tip.
Wrap it up. Catch that night, dude.
He don't use condoms, so he don't. But
you don't use condoms. That's why you're damn right. Child.
But you know, he don't use condoms. I do not. That's why I don't fuck everything.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's you, me. Hey, don't like condoms.
No, I feel you on that.
The last raw like dogs, you know, I it's people I've been with for a long time, so you know, it's cool.
See,
like that.
Yeah, same, man. All right.
Hey,
easy money.
Raw dog be another type of sex level. Okay, right.
I hate you. I hate you.